The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Good benefits, flexibility, a diversity of roles means that the property sector is one that could be attractive for those looking for work. Joining me to talk about all of this is Avril Clare, owner and managing director of Avril Clare Recruitment. Avril, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, jobs. People think of, I suppose, estate agents per se, but there are more jobs than that. Explain.
Yes, there is. Like, it's very diverse. You know, we've commercial roles, residential roles. What I am seeing, Pat, is, I suppose, due to interest rate reductions and the Housing for All scheme, it's really heating up the market. And I'm seeing roles that haven't been there previously, historically. So development manager roles coming through, client side with property developers. So they're looking for people with planning application experience, client reporting.
What kind of training do people need for these jobs?
So they would need to have completed their surveying qualification in either Bolton Street or TUD. IPAV and both SESI contributed greatly to the survey that I conducted there in the Business Post on Sunday. The IPAV have said that they offer 100 courses annually. And of all the courses offered, they were all offered and accepted this year. SESI enrolled 481 applicants last year in 2023, and they expect that to double by 2026. So just under 1,000 applications. That's phenomenal, because we're really struggling to find calibre candidates out there.
Are you losing people to other jurisdictions?
100%, Pat.
Where are they going?
They're going to Australia, they're going to Canada, they're going to the States. And who can blame them? The sunshine is there, the houses are there. Phenomenal opportunities in terms of remuneration.
And are there skills that they accumulate here? Are they applicable in these territories?
Yes, they are. So they get their graduate training, their degree in Dublin. They get their maybe a year or two under their belt. They might become chartered, a chartered surveyor, complete their APC pathway, and the next thing they're gone. And we're really struggling to retain the talent in Ireland. I think it's something the government really needs to address, to being honest with you, Pat. But they could implement some tax benefits or grants for employers to retain the talent in Ireland. So, I mean, why are we investing all this energy and effort into our youth and then they're gone?
And we've had calls on this programme for the visa requirements for people to be eased so we can get more skilled people in from overseas. But you're saying we should do more to retain what we have, what we've trained ourselves.
I agree, but I also disagree with the first comment you made there, with all due respect. Attracting talent in from overseas is not always conducive to the property sector. For example, I had a very talented young graduate who came in from Australia last summer, and he still can't get a job. And I have tried most of the property firms in Dublin. He wants to get into valuations, but because he can't do the comparable for commercial buildings, he wouldn't know where Tesco's was on Baggot Street compared to a retail store around the corner on Leeson Street. He's not going to know the comparables, and therefore he's struggling to get a job.
So he's got to do something else to get himself up to speed before he can do the job for which he was trained.
Yes. So we prefer the Irish knowledge per se, because the skill set is transferable.
Talk to me about the kind of offers that are being made to people. I mean, the perks seem to be phenomenal.
Yes, so I suppose despite the challenges faced in the property sector at the moment, I'm seeing a growing sense of optimism. It's for the individuals concerned. So, for example, I'm seeing enticing benefits which were not there historically, Pat. 10 years ago, we wouldn't have seen pensions or healthcare in the property sector. You would have got your basic salary and possibly a commission if you're in sales, or a bonus structure. But now I'm seeing uncapped discretionary bonuses. Unheard of, uncapped discretionary bonuses. Like, that's really strong, enticing for somebody going into the property sector. I'm seeing pensions. I've companies offering 10% pensions for people aged 30 and over. So the entry level will be 5 to 8% for graduates and so forth. Yeah. But once they hit age 30, they're now getting
10% contribution
10%
from the
employer. Which is unheard of. Like, that's really enticing. So, you know, companies are recognising they need to offer more to attract the talent in and retain the talent.
What else? Flexibility of working. I mean, lots of people are working from home, and maybe estate agents, say, who are visiting properties, they might never need to go near head office.
Correct. So, Pat, I can actually give you an example, obviously an anonymous individual who's recently bought a house in Galway. So, you know, Dublin prices are driving professionals outside of Dublin, the much more affordable accommodation outside Dublin. This individual bought a house in Galway. They're mandated to be in their office 3 days a week. So that's great. So they're 3 days hybrid. But and 2 days from home. But the 3 days they're in their office, there's now a new incentive, which is, I think, is the cherry on the top of this whole salary survey I've completed, is that they can start within a 3 hour window in the morning between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m.
So if they've got kids to get to school or whatever, or traffic, they just don't feel like battling the commute, they can come in at a minute to 10.
So they're avoiding the rush hour traffic and they're enjoying a work-life balance. And for it's a win-win for the employee and for the employer. They're retaining their incumbents because they're not leaving. Their attrition rate is so low. They're not looking to replace, and they're coming to me for new opportunities, for new recruitment, as opposed to replacing employees.
What about annual leave?
Annual leave varies from company to company. I'm seeing it between 21 and 25 days, depending on graduate level up to director level. What's more interesting, though, I suppose, is while their basic remuneration remains strong, there is new legislation coming in. It's called the EU Pay Transparency Directive, and that will transpose into Irish law in June 2026. So at the moment, Pat, if an employer is advertising a job, or indeed I as a recruiter am advertising a job, we don't have to include the actual salary scale. But going forward, when this law is implemented, all employers and recruiters will have to put the salary scale into the job spec. And that provides, I suppose, more transparency in terms of...
Now that used to be the case years and years ago. You'd see in the ads in the Irish Times.
Yes.
And it would give the salary range.
It's fair on people because they know what they're applying for then, I suppose. From an employer's perspective, I suppose they tend not to put it in because it attracts a wider pool of candidates. And sometimes in the process of advertising and interviewing, they'll realise, oh, we should have included something else in this job spec, and they'll change the plan of recruitment. The other thing they're looking at is you can't ask an employee and a future employee anymore what their current salary is. So that'll be out of legislation as well. And the other aspect...
So therefore, someone won't waste their time. If
their
salary expectations are not going to be met, it'll be visible in the job ad.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And the final piece then, I suppose, for employees would be that clarity. So if you're doing a job, you can actually discuss with your current peers what their salary scale is. So there's really transparency about for everybody involved. And it'll just generate more diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
Now, other things that are kind of interesting and novel, a sabbatical after you've served a bit of time with the company.
Yes. It's not too common. I'm aware of two companies at the moment who are offering it after 5 years of service, which is fantastic.
A paid sabbatical?
Paid sabbatical.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Pool cars.
So that would come into play. And it's you know, I suppose to do with the environment and cutting down on emissions into the environment. Whereas, let's say they had a team of five letting agents and they're in the office, but they're out and about all the time. The company will provide a pool car and the employees can come in and they can commute on the Lewis or the train or whatever it is, but use the pool car for out and about property inspections.
Sign-on bonuses.
Okay, sign-on bonuses is really what I'm seeing in valuation surveying opportunities because there's such a shortage of skill set. It's a term used, a benefit used to entice people to leave a company where they're very happy, and they'll give them a little sweetener. If you come to us, we'll give you the sign-on bonus.
Now, is there much churn in the whole industry?
People
leaving, going from one company to another company to improve their circumstances, I suppose.
People tend to stay. I mean, it's like the legal sector. People go in at graduate level and they stay until their partner level. Property is quite similar. But there is people who will change due to culture or they may not have hybrid. I would say 95% of my clients will offer hybrid, but not all of them. Some of them are very traditional firms and I would have high respect for those companies. You know, that's their way and that's the way they operate. But it doesn't suit everybody's lifestyle either. So they will move if the hybrid is not there. That seems to be the biggest factor I'm seeing.
Now, people know that many of the estate agents that they meet when they're looking to buy a house or whatever are working on a commission. And you just think across the sector, there is a shortage of property. So is there a shortage of commission for the people? Because if you don't have a property to sell, you don't get a commission.
Yes, yeah, that's very true, Pat. I'm not on the ground. What I hear is the salary and the commissions. I never fully understand or hear what they're actually earning. But I would imagine you're correct, because if the houses are not there, they're not getting the commission, clearly. It's where the discretionary bonuses are coming in, I'm seeing, in the new home side of the business. So new homes are forecasting a huge input of new homes coming in throughout the country. So they're actually not, some companies are not giving commission on new homes, but they're giving an uncapped discretionary bonus for the new home sales. Mm. So that's very interesting. And there's a big surge in new homes as well.
So finally, Avril, what would you say to people out there who like the idea of property but have never understood a way to get into it and make some money?
Okay, so I would say there's a lot of diversity. There's a lot of benefits. There's a lot of variety. You can go into commercial or residential. But what IPAV actually quoted, I quote them on saying this last week, they've said they've seen an uptake in mature applicants applying from different educational backgrounds, so music, medical, PhD qualifications. So there's actually more mature applicants coming into the industry, which is very interesting. So that's what I would say. It's open to all.
Open to all. Avril Clare, Managing Director and owner of Avril Clare Recruitment, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.